Oh, I'm sorry. You skipped
to long anemone, I think, but from patience. But that's all right.
I did.
Benignity.
Patience. I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. I should go by St. Paul's order. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Patience. Benignity.
Yeah. So St. Thomas has some stuff to say about benignity that's actually very interesting. And let me just quickly find it.
Because I think the definition I have in front of me is benignity is the readiness to execute good intentions.
Yeah, and it comes from a salutary flame, a bonus ignis, a good fire. It enkindles in us a desire to be kind to our neighbor. Love enkindles in us a desire to be kind to our neighbor.
Which is why it has to follow on patience.
That's what St. Thomas says of benignity.
Okay, so charity, joy, peace, patience, benignity. And then goodness.
And then goodness helps us, according to St. Thomas,
Brother Francis says that the mind is well disposed to do good.
Yeah, to be...
So it flows from the intention. So you've got the intention now to... is executed, but these are all acts.
Yeah, so it is an act, and it would be you could speak of benevolence, willing the good to our neighbor, actually doing good works to our neighbor, even by the way, if the neighbor's doing rotten works to us. So, I mean, for instance, getting in the habit of praying for somebody that's driving you crazy, or doing real evil to us. Even getting in the habit of looking towards the person as good, seeing his good qualities and so forth, wishing the good of the neighbor, even when the neighbor is an enemy. This has to do with loving our enemies. So to do good actually belongs to goodness. So we're disposed to do him good, to will his good the previous.
So benignity is more of an interior act, and then goodness is an exterior act, perhaps?
All of these acts are both interior and exterior, depending on how they're exercised.
Okay.
But benignity disposes us towards our neighbor to do the good. Goodness actually has us doing good.
Okay.
That's how St. Thomas explains it.
Okay.
So then, where are we now?
So then this is where long anemone comes in, which we already talked about. So
yeah.
We've got charity, joy, peace, patience, benignity, goodness, long anemone, mildness is the next one.
Yeah.
Or mildness, sometimes it's given as meekness.
Okay, so St. Thomas calls it meekness. Meekness, of course, curbs anger. So we're doing good towards our neighbor, even when he's doing evil towards us. And that's what meekness does. Meekness as a virtue is the virtue that disposes us to do good. It disposes us to curb anger.
So long anemone, we're suffering patience over a long period of time, and then mildness or meekness controls the anger with dealing with the thing over a long period of time.
Yeah. You could connect them in that way for sure. I mean, St. Thomas says simply that meekness curbs anger.
Mm-hmm.
And it does that as a virtue, but also as an act. Meekness as an act is something that's done in the face of somebody who is doing something that's provocative of anger.